music by composer Roz Messinai is for cello and live interactive electronics. It's a work written by Roz for the cellist Maya Beiser, who over the years has been a regular guest of ours on New Sounds, often with projects that have a kind of overarching theme or idea behind them. Her latest is a collection of pieces called Provenance, and we'll have an opportunity on this edition of New Sounds to hear some of this music played live in our studio by Maya Beiser, Roz Messinai, and the electronic artist Sharok Yadigari. I'm John Schaefer. It's New Sounds Program 2861, and here we are in our performance studio with engineer Irene Trudell on the other side of the plexiglass, and we are going to begin with a work written for Maya Beiser by Jeevan Gasparyan. Now, that's a name that some of you may be familiar with. He is one of the best-known Armenian musicians of our time. He plays the reed instrument known as the duduk. This piece he wrote for cellist Maya Beiser, and there's some very subtle electronics here that Sharok Yadigari will be providing. Here's the piece. It's called Memories, to get us started with a live performance by Maya Beiser on New Sounds.
Thank you.
That's a really lovely piece called Memories by the Armenian composer Jivan Gasparian. He's best known as a player of the duduk, the sort of traditional wind instrument of Armenia. But this piece, written for my guest, cellist Maya Beiser, with Sharok Yadigari providing the drone electronically, but clearly drawn from originally cello sounds as well. And it's a pleasure to welcome Maya Beiser back to our New Sound studio. Maya, as is always the case, you seem not to put together albums or concerts, but rather kind of thematically related programs. This piece comes from a program called Provenance. What is the what's connecting all the pieces that we'll be hearing?
Well, John, you know, I grew up, or you might not know, I grew up in the Galilee region of Israel. And this program somewhat sort of bringing me back to my childhood memories. And so it's kind of appropriate that a piece is called Memories, but it's really a way for me to just take all those sounds that I've heard throughout my childhood, which included, of course, the Western music that I was studying, but also the Arabic Muslim music that I've heard from all the Arabic mosques around, you know, my area, Christian chants, all that phenomenal music that was surrounding me. And I felt like I wanted to just bring all of that together and make a program that was about just all those sounds. And the idea of provenance for me is the idea of looking back at the source, mm-hmm. which is both my own personal source of music, but I also drew a lot of inspiration from that period in medieval Spain, where Christian Muslims and Jews lived together. And in fact, when I started looking at all this period and at the music from that period, a lot of, you know, the Arabic maqam, the Jewish Sephardic music, all that music, that it comes from that period. So that's sort of the... So it's not really about wanting to necessarily do a thematic program, but rather just finding something that I connect to.
Right. And it's funny because, you know, when museum curators talk about the provenance of a painting or of a work of art, they're trying to be really specific about where and when it comes from. It almost sounds, from what you're saying, like the neat thing about this is you can't say all this Arabic Islamic music comes from here and all this Jewish and Christian music comes from there and there, but that it's all like mixed together somehow.
Well, exactly. And I think so much of it is about how, you know, music for me at least is the most human, you know, expression, and how this, when you start looking at all this music, you realize how it all sounds not the same, but, you know, it really all connects to that same source.
Well, now Jivan Gasparian, he plays the duduk, and traditionally there's the lead duduk and then a duduk droning underneath. Is that basically what he gave you for this piece?
Yeah, you know, Jivan, I sort of found myself by coincidence on a same movie track with him. I did a score with James Newton Howard for Blood Diamond. I called him up and I said, you know, Jivan, would you write something for this evening? I wanted also something that connects the Christian traditions, which I think Armenia is a great mm-hmm. sort of...
As the first official Christian
exactly.
country.
Exactly. Yeah. And as you know, I've done some other things with Armenian traditions and stuff. So, yeah. So, and I've asked him to write something really simple because I think that's what he's great at. And so he just basically wrote me this melody. He didn't even necessarily say that I should do it with a drone or anything, but as it was, I brought Sharok into this collaboration to just explore the idea of creating a drone out of the cello, and that's what we've done.
Well, the program called Provenance is being premiered here in New York at Carnegie's Zankel Hall on Thursday night at 7:30. And we'll feature, in fact, all of the works that Maya is performing for us in our New Sound studio tonight. Sharok, in that piece by Jivan Gasparian, your task was fairly simple, you know, provide a drone.
It is, yes.
However you went about doing it might have been complex, but that's a simple enough thing. What is your role in the next piece that Maya is going to be playing by Douglas Cuomo?
In the next piece, it will be more complex in a sense that... Just the same as this piece that I pick up the voice of the cello and slowly make it, on this one made a drone. On next one, I actually pick up more segments, and there will be delays in processing of the cello, creating a world on top of which Maya will be playing the melodies.
Yeah. Now we've heard some of your music, Sharok, on this program, not too distant past, and it seems like you do this sort of thing a lot. You know, bringing a kind of a live aspect to computer music, to electronics and stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of a byproduct of creating this instrument that I've called Lila. That is, you know, it makes it easy for a computer performer to accompany an acoustic performer.
John, if I may say something, yesterday Sharok and I were rehearsing in my studio up in the Riverdale section of the Bronx, and my dad, who is, you know, getting to be 80 and a very classical kind of performer, was sitting there and listening to it with his headphone, and he was just stunned by the sound. And afterwards he said to me, what a concept of a chamber music this is.
Yeah.
You know, cello and computer. And I think this is really what I'm so happy with what we found, which is it really is chamber music. I mean, we're really, Sharok and I are really, and he's really a performer.
And he's responding
to
you.
And he's responding to me, and he's creating all those things that are, and we're responding back and forth. And
so essentially, this piece by Douglas Cuomo called Only Breath is a duet for cello and Lila.
Correct.
But there's a text here as well. Tell us, so what is the provenance of this piece by Doug Cuomo?
In Doug's case, since he's really the only one who is actually not related to the Middle East or to that period, but I just loved his music and I wanted to do something with him, we decided to actually pack our stuff and go to Spain together. Somehow the kind of music that stuck with both of us as the most, the one that we wanted to be inspired was Sufi Andalusian music, really remarkable. I mean, there's mostly male choirs that sort of, you know, create those kind of drone singing on top of each other. And
do you still find that in Spain? I think most of them
believe
were.
Believe it or not, we found some recordings in Cordova, and we were just listening literally in the car as we were driving through the olive, you know, droves of Cordova. And since I've wanted to do something that's related to Rumi, and both, you know, Doug and I, and of course the rest of the world is enchanted
he,
with.
He is the best-selling poet in the world.
That's right, and since
and it
was,
only took him 800 years to get there.
Exactly, and since he is from that same period, then we decided to bring in that Rumi text. And so when you hear the beginning of the piece, actually, what you hear is my breathing. Which Sharok then takes and starts moving it, and within that starts the text, which is the original Persian text of that Rumi poem called Only Breath.
And the piece essentially is a duo for cello and this computer instrument that Sharok has created called Lila.
That's right. Yeah.
Right. You want to play it for us?
Yeah.
All right. Maya Beiser is the cellist, and Sharok Yadagari playing Lila, this interactive computer music instrument. Only Breath is the name of the work. It is by Douglas Cuomo. Here's Only Breath, live in our New Sounds studio.
چه تدبیر ای مسلمانان که من خود را نمی دانم، نه ترسا نه یهودم من، نه گبرم نه مسلمانم، نه شرقیم نه غربیم، نه بریم نه بحریم، نه از کان طبیعیم نه از افلاک گردانم، نه از خاکم نه از آبم، نه از بادم نه از آتش، نه از عرشم نه از فرشم، نه از کانم نه از کان، مکانم لا مکان باشد، مکانم لا مکان باشد، نشانم بی نشان باشد، نه تن باشد نه جان باشد، که من از جان جانم.
That's music by composer Douglas Cuomo called Only Breath, inspired by a poem by Jalaluddin Rumi, which you heard in the original Farsi at the beginning of the piece. And that live performance featuring the cellist Maya Beiser with more cello and breath and text coming out of the Lila computer music instrument. Sharok Yadagari playing that live here in our studio as well. And this is a part of Maya's project called Provenance, which also includes a piece by Raz Messinai that we'll have a chance to hear in just a moment. We'll have a chance to speak with Raz about his piece as well. All of that coming up as we continue in a moment. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. Tomorrow night on New Sounds, a number of unusually constructed and oddly named ensembles. This one from Berlin is called 17 Hippies. They're not hippies, and there's not 17 of them. But much the same thing can be said about the California group 17 Pygmies that we'll be hearing as well. There's also the Belgian group DAAU and a number of others. Odd names, somewhat eccentric combinations of instruments, but fun music to listen to tomorrow night at 11 on our next New Sounds. Tomorrow evening at 7:30, Maya Beiser and friends take the stage at Carnegie's Zankel Hall to present the New York premiere of her show Provenance, which includes all the music that she and her guests are playing here in our studio tonight. That's tomorrow, 7:30, at Carnegie Hall's Zankel Hall. This is New Sounds, program number 2861. We're in our performance studio with the cellist Maya Beiser and some music from her Provenance project. And joining me as well is Raz Messinai. Raz, welcome to the program.
Thanks, John. Nice.
The next piece that Maya is going to play is one of yours, and it's called Echo of Decay. Now, both echo and decay are familiar things to electric guitarists, you know, anybody who's got a rack of effects pedals in front of them. What is the echo of decay that is at play here?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely playing off the word of the effect of echo, mostly coming from the dub scene and have produced a lot of dub music, but I also am referring to death and decaying. Mm-hmm. So of things decaying and then an echo of the decay, meaning the continuous act of decay and revolving, you know, life and death and all that good stuff.
Yeah, now how... How Maya does, you know, the sounds of Jamaican dub dovetail with all of this kind of Moorish, Christian, Jewish stuff, medieval stuff that you were talking about before?
Definitely there's no Jamaican dub nor Christian music involved in
it. No, but let me tell you where Raz come into this, in the picture of this program. Raz actually has a pretty remarkable history. At the age of 13, he... became kind of born again.
What?
No, I don't know. Born again Jew? No, but he went into a yeshiva in Jerusalem and lived for several years with a very religious Orthodox community. After which he came back to New York and sort of started his life as a kind of a downtown maverick of a sort. But I heard a lot of Raz's music, which some of your listeners might know under the name Badawi. Mm-hmm. A lot of it has Middle Eastern tunes in it. And so Raz got a lot of his stuff kind of coming from that world. And that's what drew me into him to begin with. And I love that mixture of the Middle Eastern sounds with the New York downtown urban. And I thought it would be a wonderful way to start the program, sort of kind of merging all of this together. The idea of that we're really from here, but we've got all that huge baggage. So that's where he came in. And we started really, Raz actually... said to me, the first thing he said is, you know, you got to listen to those sounds of the dunes in the desert. And he sent me a whole bunch of recordings of desert dunes. I don't know if you've ever heard those, Jones.
Singing dunes.
John, but
Marco Polo wrote a lot about them. He thought there were demons singing, coming together.
So it's actually not humans playing the music?
No, although you can.
But it's actually the sounds that they're making, which is it like kind of a B flat or something like that? I don't know. They sort of found there are all kinds of.
I think that's the key of the universe.
It's like those caves in the shores of Morocco where the wind goes through and creates sounds, except this
sort of similar, but it makes the sands cross over each other, and it makes this sound similar to if you rubbed your finger against a goat skin. Uh-huh. It sounds a lot like that.
Yeah, so the idea of this piece really began from this, and that we wanted to try to somehow create those sounds on the cello. And what you hear in the piece is really nothing like a traditional cello sound whatsoever. And so when I play melody at the very end of Raz's piece, it's just those kind of Bedouin sounds like pizzicato, you know. So that's kind of...
And Raz, what are you doing? Is this another kind of live interaction between the cello and the electronics?
Yeah, I mean, I'd just like to throw in there that, first of all, I'm not religious anymore, far from it. I think my work definitely represents that transgression or falling from a certain type of faith. And I also relate that to nationalism or countries. So I find that the piece does not represent any country. And I was trying to really go into the desert, basically more like the earth, the sounds of nature in itself. So it's a hard thing to play, and I'm really amazed that she's playing it so well, because if you play it any differently than what it should be played within that patch, the effect sounds horrible. So
so the effects are kind of tuned to capture certain things.
Yeah,
and
really worked for that particular sound. So, yeah.
Nice guy. Here's a piece, Maya. You have to be note perfect.
Yeah.
All right, so let's hear a performance here in our studio. Maya Beiser playing the cello and Raz Masinai the electronics. The piece is called Echo of Decay, from her project called Provenance, live here in our new sound studio. Thank you. That's called Echo of Decay by Raz Messinai with Maya Beiser playing the cello live here in our studio, and Raz himself handling the electronics. And Maya, sort of a contrast to the first two pieces you played for us today, which were very kind of flowing, melodic pieces, this a much more rhythmic, the cello as percussion almost.
Yeah, it's certainly a much more urban sound. So it's the mixture of the Middle Eastern and New York in there and contemporary 21st century.
The program is called Provenance, and it's Thursday night, tomorrow night, at Carnegie's Zankel Hall, beginning at 7:30. And in addition to Raz and Sharuk, who performed with you in the first two pieces, our old friend Bassam Saba, who plays the oud, and Shane Shanahan.
Shane Shanahan, the wonderful percussionist, and also Jamie Haddad.
Also on percussion.
Also on percussion, and Bassam's playing oud and nai as well.
The flute, right?
Yeah.
All right, so sounds like fun. That's tomorrow night at Carnegie's Zankel Hall. Provenance is the name of the sort of overarching project, and there will be a CD version of this?
Yes, there will be. Yeah.
Okay. In the meantime, Maya, thank you for performing some of it live for us here in our studio tonight.
Thanks, John.
It's really great to see you again.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
More to come in a moment. You're listening to New Sounds. If you'd like a playlist for this New Sounds program, it'll give you all the usual information on what we're hearing and where you can find recordings by the various folks involved. Just go to our website and look for the playlist for this program, number 2861, or you can email us, newsounds@wnyc.org, and request playlist number 2861. On the website, though, you'll also find the audio archives of this and all the other shows. You can hear them anytime you like. And you can subscribe to our podcasts, leave a comment, lots more on the web at WNYC.org. And we'll wrap up with a little bit of music from the soundtrack by John Turner to a film called You Belong to Me. Turner is the composer, but the band here is Ethel, the New York-based string quartet. And we'll hear a little bit of the opening credits from the album You Belong to Me, original soundtrack by the composer John Turner on New Sounds. Soundtrack to a film called You Belong to Me. That's music from John Turner, played by the New York-based string quartet and a group that New Sounds fans have come to know pretty well over the last few years, the group known as Ethel, playing John Turner's music. And wrapping up this edition of New Sounds, I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.